From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Kenya's hoping U.S. has answers to security problems. Kenyans say they are hopeful that this week's visit by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will mean greater U.S. support for Kenya's war on terror. VOA's Gabe Joselow reports that security is on everybody's mind following a recent spate of attacks blamed on Al-Shabaab militants.
On the streets of Nairobi, Kenyans are talking about a photograph on page 2 of the People's Daily newspaper. Attached to a story about John Kerry's visit, it shows a heavily armed American soldier in full body armor with an assault rifle in his hands and another sidearm strapped to his leg. Next to him is a Kenyan police officer, seemingly unarmed, in a standard-issue uniform, no body armor, standing with his arms behind his back. For 24-year-old student Sherry Ogola, it is a picture worth a thousand words.
It's a very bad image.
Ogola says it sends a message to Kenya's enemies.
And it's so bad. It shows the level of security we have.
And that is where John Kerry comes in. In fact, much of the talk surrounding the diplomatic stopover has focused on what kind of assistance the United States can provide for Kenya's war on terror. Kenya could use all the help against terrorism it can get. Gabe Joselow, VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. federal authorities are investigating two men killed by police in Texas after the men shot a security guard outside a free speech event. Joe Harn, a spokesman for the Garland, Texas Police Department, said Monday that while the motivation for the attack remains unknown, obviously they were there to shoot people. Police found ammunition and luggage in the attacker's car, but no bombs, despite initial suspicions. The guard was treated for a leg wound and released from the hospital. This is VOA News. The mayor of the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, Sunday lifted a nighttime curfew put in place following the death of a 25-year-old African-American man while in custody. VOA's Victor Beatty reports the decision came 2 days after the city's chief prosecutor announced she was bringing criminal charges against the 6 policemen involved in Freddie Gray's arrest.
Parts of the port city of more than 620,000 exploded in violence after Gray's funeral April 27th. The Baltimore State's Attorney's Office has charged 6 officers involved in Gray's arrest April 12, 3 of them black, with crimes ranging from manslaughter to murder. Gray died a week later from a severe spinal cord injury. Prosecutors say he was arrested for no reason and that officers ignored his pleas for medical help. The police union says it will fight the charges. Appearing Sunday on the NBC program Eat the Press, Rawlings Blake said the community has told her it wants to get back to normal.
Everyone wants to have that sense of peace and calm back in our city so we can begin to heal. And that's going to be my focus for this week.
Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
4 more people have been rescued from underneath rubble more than a week after the devastating earthquake in Nepal killed more than 7,200 people, as more international forces, including U.S. Marines, arrive in the country to help with aid efforts. Police Sunday said a 101-year-old man was found about 80 kilometers northwest of the Nepalese capital, Kathmandu. Rescue workers earlier reported 3 other survivors were pulled from the debris northeast of Kathmandu. Also Sunday, U.S. military aircraft, including 4 tilt-rotor Ospreys, heavy equipment and air traffic controllers, arrived in Nepal, hoping to give relief operations a much-needed shot in the arm. 10 migrants drowned in the Mediterranean near the coast of Libya over the last few days. But at least 4,800 were rescued as people smugglers took advantage of calm seas to attempt the often perilous crossing to Europe's southern shores. All of those rescued were ferried to Italian ports, with some arriving on Italy's southernmost island, Lampedusa, and others taken to Sicily and Calabria. Police in Burundi shot dead 3 people on Monday during renewed demonstrations against the president's attempt to extend his rule. The Burundian Red Cross confirmed the 3 deaths to VOA's Central African Service. Dozens more were reported to be wounded Monday when police opened fire on protesters marching in suburbs of the capital, Bujumbura. And 3 Republican outsiders are joining the crowded contest for the party's U.S. presidential nomination in 2016. Former technology executive Carly Fiorina said Monday she is running for president, while retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson says he is also entering the race. Another candidate, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, plans to announce his candidacy Tuesday. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.